The $340 million for full-day pre-kindergarten and other high-profile issues have gotten a lot of attention, but the budget also includes changes to protect consumers from out-of-network surprise medical bills and $13 million to support salary increases for the lowest-paid direct care workers. A plan to test public financing of campaigns with this year's race for comptroller is drawing criticism from good government groups who say it doesn't go far enough. Manufacturers, charter school operators, and property taxpayers are considered winners in the deal. Patrick Garrett, WAMC News.